good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for non-conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Martin Luther Knights. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 6-8 overall, while the Martin Luther Knights are 1-8. Both are on the tail end of exam week. We will see what they have left for this non-conference tilt. We're scheduled for a 5 o'clock start time between Dort College and Martin Luther. We'll get started pretty close to 5 o'clock. Let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between these two teams right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Under women's basketball team back in action after a week of testing in the classroom, and the Defenders coming back after a loss on Saturday on the road at Hastings, trying to get back at it right before the Christmas holiday with a game against Martin Luther. Coach Steensma, your team, this is a big week for the team, even though it's just one game. Testing is a trying time for the women, 3.5 days of that, now an opportunity to try and close out the first semester.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mike. I think we did really well. Testing, you know, they seemed pretty confident in what they'd done. And when they were finished, you know, a lot of them would stop by and say, Coach, I've finished my last one, or I'm ready for practice today. And you kind of see the people who were finished and the people who had one or two left yet today. But we've had very good practices, and I think we learned a lot on Saturday. And so we're excited to play again tonight.
Tell me about this Martin Luther team. What have you found out about them?
They are up-tempo. They shoot a lot of threes. They use a lot of ball screens. Guard will get a ball screen from a post a lot of times, maybe multiple times in the same possession. You'll see that tonight. They like to shoot it. They like to crash the boards hard. But they're very much an up-tempo team. But I think that we can run on them as well.
Tell me about what will they do defensively once you, if you're able to break their press, what will they try? What will they do defensively?
Well, they switch all ball screens, and so that would give us some opportunities. And they're very, very aggressive and overplaying the strong side. So I think, you know, we'll have to keep the floor spread, and we'll have to swing the ball. We'll have to get the ball to the third side. We'll have to get the ball inside, and we'll have to attack with a drive. I think if we can attack with drives, we'll be successful.
Micah Holst, she got stung pretty hard on Saturday. We saw the tears in the eyes right when she took that blow to the face. I had thought it was maybe her mouth. It turns out it was her nose.
Yeah, she told me it wasn't broken, but she said she thought it hurt a lot. She might need to have it tested, and it is actually broken. So she's going to miss tonight. She won't be able to help us tonight, but hopefully it's a straight break. So hopefully she can get a mask and in 2 or 3 weeks be back playing again. And, you know, she is devastated. She really, really wants to be out there playing. And, you know, she said, I'd give anything to play tonight, but she will not help us tonight, but she'll be there cheering, and hopefully we get her back soon after Christmas.
How do you adjust your lineup without her?
Well, Cassidy Vredevo has been playing very well, and Shade Yeager's played in every game, and so those two will man the five position. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence in Shay and in Cassidy that they can work hard, rebound the ball well. You know, they might not be quite the presence defensively that Micah is, but I don't believe you'll see much drop-off in our center position tonight.
That's Craig Steensma talking about the matchup between these two teams. Let's take a look at the matchup ourselves. Martin Luther women are 1-8 this season. They have a win over Maranatha Baptist back on November 22. The Lady Knights have 5 losses this year by 10 points or less. They are coming off a loss to Luther on December the 11th. Lady Knights score 60 points per game, allow 69.2 per outing. Martin Luther is converting 34.8% of its field goals and allow teams to make 43.4% of their tries. The Defender women are 6-8 this year, 6-1 outside the GPAC. They've allowed 71.5 points per game. They score 69.1 points per game. They out-rebound teams 46.2 to 41.6. They make 37.8% of their field goal attempts. Starting lineup for tonight's game then for the Defenders. Number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averaging 7.8 points per game. Number 21 is Emily Newman, a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 5.4 points per outing. Abby Chapman's a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 14.4 points per game. Number 33 is Paige Engvers, a 5'9 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 8.5 points per game. And number 35 is Cassidy Vredevoet, a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan. For Martin Luther, they will start number 10, Leonas, a 5'10 junior. She's averaging 9 points per game. Opening tap controlled by Martin Luther will get you the rest of their starting lineup in just a little bit as time allows. Martin Luther with the basketball. They throw it away on the baseline, and they step on the baseline out of bounds. That turnover against Grace Schultz of Elkhorn, Wisconsin. She's a 5'8 freshman averaging 10.7 points per game. Aaron Schmeling is a 5'4 junior from Invergrove Heights, Minnesota, averaging 10 points per game. Chapman with the basketball. She passes right side. They get the swing pass over to Newman. Newman on the left wing. Newman back over to Chapman. Chapman 17-footer from straight on. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Faith Schroeder. It'll be Dort College basketball. Schroeder, a 5'10 sophomore from Novi, Michigan, averages 8.7 points per game. And number 32 is Jessica Freebie, a 5'5 freshman from Bay City, Michigan, averaging 4.9 points per game. Pass goes down low. Vredevoet, no good. Rebound taken away by Vredevoet. Tie up. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the basketball back. And the defenders will inbound the basketball. Chapman gets it in. Newman back over to Chapman. Chapman through the lane. She tries to put it up, and it's blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Chapman. Chapman over the top to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman with it on the right side. Drives hard to the hoops. Hesitates. Puts the shot up. No good. But a foul on the play, and Emily Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Our officiating crew this evening, Marlon Schoenhoven, Ryan Fries, and John Schmidt. And two free throws on the way for Newman. Newman, 33 of 48 this season on free throws. Make it 34 for 49. She's got another one on the way. Dort College takes the lid off their hoop. They lead 1-0. 19-16 remaining in this first half. Second free throw by Newman is up and through. Dort College takes a 2-0 lead on the Emily Newman free tries. Martin Luther with the basketball. Aaron Schmeling with it. Schmeling with the basketball out front. Dribbles with the left hand. Passes it off over to Grace Schultz. Schultz with the basketball. Left elbow. Nothing there. Cut off on the play. Comes back over to Free. Free with it. Right side. Come back over to Schmeling. Schmeling dumps it underneath on the pick and roll. And tying the ball up is Cassidy Vredevoet. As she and Faith Schroeder for Martin Luther get in the tie-up. Grace Schultz to throw the ball in. Schultz gets it in to Noss. Noss with it in the lane. Nothing there. Drops it off inside. Paige Engbers holding her ground, and we've got a 3 seconds in the lane violation charged against Martin Luther. Dort College gets it on the turnover. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. With the basketball out front, they go to Vredevoet. Vredevoet puts it on the floor hard, drives it with the right hand, gets it to go. Two-point bucket for Cassidy Vredevoet. And Martin Luther might have a tough time matching up with her there. They've got to figure out a way to keep her from getting to the hoop. Right side of the basketball is Schultz for Martin Luther. Pass comes out front, Free with it. Round the horn they go. Drop it off inside to Noss. Noss, jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. 18-15 remaining, first half. Several stoppages in play thus far. Dort College enjoying a 4-0 lead. One foul, that's against Leah Noss for Martin Luther. Pass out front with the basketball is Schultz. Schultz straight on three, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped and a foul called on Faith Schroeder. Schroeder whistled for her. Schroeder will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled on the putback attempt. Foul's going to go on Paige Engbers, I believe. Engbers whistled for the personal foul, and for Paige, the 5'9 sophomore from Pella, she's whistled for the foul. Free throw on the way for Faith Schroeder. Her first free throw is in and out, no good. And the goose egg remains for Martin Luther. Martin Luther with another free throw on the way. Schroeder is a 5'10 sophomore from Michigan. Second free throw on the way for the right-hander. Out of the deep knee bend. Up and down. Schroeder makes one of two. And the Dort College defender lead is 4-1. 4-1 our score. Dort College basketball cruise over to Engbers. Engbers well out on the floor on the left wing. She gives it up to Vredevoet. Vredevoet gives it right side over to Chapman. Chapman on the deck a couple times. Comes back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Back over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman through the lane. Pass over to Newman. Newman right elbow, right wing. Back out front, Chapman, 8 to shoot. Chapman will put up the long three, and she hits it. Abby Chapman, the third Dort College player to score here this evening, and the defenders lead it 7-1. 7-1 our score, Martin Luther basketball, Schmeling with it. Schmeling with it. Schmeling driving left side over to Noss. Leah Noss gets the return pass. Into the corner, Grace Schultz. Schultz misses the three, missed everything. Racing in for the rebound was Schmeling. Schmeling shot no good, and the rebound controlled by the defenders in Kim Cruz. Cruz for the basketball. Cruz into the right corner, comes back over, right side. Three on the way by Chapman, no good. Rebound kicked out of bounds, though. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dort College on defense. Martin Luther basketball. Schmeling. Schmeling with it. Right side. Guarded there by Chapman. She puts it on the floor. Hard into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back to the free throw line. Leah Nass. Nass comes back out front to Schultz. Schultz. Step back three on the way. And she hit it. Grace Schultz averaging 10.7 points per game. Hits the three-point bucket. Dort College coming back the other way with the ball. Robin Blunt. Blunt in at the last check. She comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Newman. Newman steps inside after the stab at it by Martin Luther player. Vredevoad shot no good. And the rebound is tipped away from behind. Kim Cruz had it momentarily, but it was swatted away by Martin Luther player. The Dort College defenders will have the basketball out of bounds right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in, they get it to Newman. Newman over to Blunt. Blunt to Chapman. Chapman, Newman. Newman drops it off for Cruz. Cruz, 15-footer left baseline, no good. Bredevoad back over to Blunt. Blunt with it on the right wing. Robin Blunt back over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman puts it on the floor. Back over to Newman. Newman with it. 14 to shoot. Now Blunt. Blunt at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside Bredevoad. Bredevoad looks to kick it back outside. And we've got a reach-in foul called on Martin Luther. Foul called on Martin Luther and Schroeder. Her first. And that is team foul number two on Martin Luther. Bredevoad will check out of the ballgame. Dort College throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Gets it in to Shea DeAger. DeAger shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Kim Cruz. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther with the basketball. Martin Luther into the front court with the ball. This is Erin Schmeling. Schmeling stops, 17-footer straight on, and she dribbled off to the left at the last instant, put up the pull-up jumper, and she's called for traveling. Cruz will check out of the ballgame. Tegan Manis checks in for the defenders. Defenders decked out in their white jerseys, black numbers trimmed out in gold. Martin Luther, red jerseys, predominantly red, with black numbers and lettering trimmed out in white. Manis with the basketball, double-teamed, still has the dribble, picks it up. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman tried to drive in. They come over on the double team, and they strip it. That's Schultz. Schultz lay in with the right hand. Good. And she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw. And just like that, Martin Luther has answered the 7-1 run by Dort College with a potential 6-0 run, and they're looking to tie it here with 15:33 left to go in the first half. Free throw on the way for Grace Schultz for the three-point play, and she missed it. Too strong, but there for the offensive rebound is Schroeder. Schroeder shot no good. Rebound controlled by Manis. Dort College leads 7-6. Into the front court with it on the right side. They go over to Chapman. Chapman inside DeAger. DeAger off the bottom of the hoop. She got pinned underneath the basket. Robin Blunt feeds it off to DeAger. DeAger has to save it back in. Martin Luther comes away with the basketball. With it into the front court is Schmeling. Schmeling with the ball. Schmeling gives it up to Haley Johnson. Johnson feeds it down low. Shot is up and good. Faith Schroeder with a two-point bucket, and Martin Luther has an 8-7 lead. 8-7 our score. Dort College with a basketball after looked like they might turn it over, and I missed what happened there on the inbounds play. Dort College throwing it in against pressure defense applied here by Martin Luther. No surprise here that Martin Luther is applying pressure defense. And I think we may have a question as to whether there was a change of possession. I'm not sure what the shot clock should read. 15 minutes on the game clock. For a moment, there was 20 up on the clock. Now there's 30. And it looks like we are set to resume play. Tegan Manis takes it up the floor for the defenders. Manis with the right side over to Newman. Newman with the ball on the right elbow. Comes back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt might have gotten away with the travel. No, she did not. John Schmidt was there to say you shuffled your feet before you got the shot down, or you got the dribble down and the shot up. And the Dort College defenders turn it over. Comes back to Martin Luther. And we've got a foul called out front against Tegan Manis. Manis whistled for the personal foul, and for Tegan, that's number two on her. And she may be relegated to the bench for a little while. We'll see what Coach Craig Steensmay likes to do here. Haley Johnson will throw the ball in for Martin Luther. Kim Cruz checking back in for Manis. Manis will check out. So Manis, just a couple of possessions, and she gets whistled for a couple of fouls. And Martin Luther has the basketball out front. Schmeling with it. Schmeling with the basketball. She passes right corner. Martin Luther with the lead and the basketball. 8-7. They're on a 7-0 run. Martin Luther with it into the corner. This is Schmeling. Schmeling with it. Gets a screen. Driving in. Tough shot. And she is fouled on the play. And the Dort College defenders into a bit of foul trouble here. Foul's going to go on the defenders and Kim Cruz. That's foul number four already on the defenders. Martin Luther will inbound the basketball. So Martin Luther with a basketball. And Martin Luther, they pass it down low, working it around, shot no good. A rebound tapped out, controlled by the Dort College defenders. Ahead it goes to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman feeds it left side. They come back over to DeJager. Drop it inside for Blunt. Blunt off of the glass, good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders retake the lead, 9-8. 9-8 our score. Pass left side. This is Sarah Hackbarth. Hackbarth with it on the right wing. Hackbarth passes down to the baseline. Haley Johnson. Johnson picks up her dribble on the baseline, short corner. They give it up on the right side to Jade St. Germain, and St. Germain is whistled. Fouled on the play. Shot counts, and she'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Dort College trails 10-9, pending a free throw by St. Germain. She is 4 of 10 this year for 40% success. St. Germain, a 6-foot freshman from Watertown, Wisconsin. Free throw is up, and the free throw is off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out, and it's last touched by Newman. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther basketball, right side of the lane. This is Haley Johnson. Johnson to trigger it in. Johnson throws over the top. Ball is tipped out by Bredevoet. Bredevoet with the basketball. She'll press the issue herself. With it on the left side is Bredevoet. Bredevoet back over to Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Kim Cruz with it in between the circles. Cruz maintains the dribble. She's still got her dribble alive. Passes off to Chapman. Chapman three on the way. Rattles it. No good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Cruz. Cruz shot no good. Gets her own rebound back, and she'll try it again. Dribbles back out to the perimeter. With the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the left side. Drops it off inside for Cassidy Bredevoet. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. And we have a foul on the play called on Martin Luther and Jade St. Germain. 13:08 remaining in this first half. Dort College trailing 10-9. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Abby Chapman. Chapman, pass inside. It's taken by Bredevoet. Bredevoet, layup good. Cassidy Bredevoet with 4 points, and the defenders retake the lead at 11-10. 11-10 our score. Martin Luther basketball. Aaron Schmeling with it. Schmeling passes left side. And the pass goes to the perimeter with the basketball is Jessica Freeb. Freeb passes down low. Shot is up. Blocked. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Bredevoet. Bredevoet with the basketball. Bredevoet drives down the floor. Passes it off to Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Back to Bredevoet. Bredevoet back outside to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball in the lane. Kim looking for something to do with it. Passes it off to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman with it on the wing. She passes it back over to Angbers. Angbers back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz driving in, and Kim Cruz gets the two-point basket. Kim Cruz makes it 13-10. Dort College in front. Dort College with the lead. Martin Luther with the basketball. They pass it off to Aaron Schmeling. Schmeling with it. Schmeling passes it left wing. She gives it to Sarah Hackbarth. Hackbarth with the basketball. Hackbarth goes inside to Leah Nass. Nass shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Dort College defenders. Long pass into the front court. Vredevoet. Vredevoet looking to pass it inside. And the ball is tipped. And it's controlled by Dort College. Dort College gets the basketball. 25 to shoot. Chapman with the ball. Chapman driving in, shot no good, and the rebound is controlled by Martin Luther. Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther into the front court. Pass comes right side, three on the way, is up and good for Schmeling. Schmeling ties it up at 13-13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And the Dort College defenders will get it back. Well, they will be shooting free throws with Leah Nass getting called for the personal foul. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. To the free throw line to shoot a pair will be Cassidy Vredevoet. Vredevoet's first free throw is up and through. She's got another one coming. 14-13, Dort College by a point. Another free throw on the way for the defenders and Vredevoet. Well, for those of you watching via the World Wide Web, hopefully we are back up and restarted. Second free throw up and good for Vredevoet. Vredevoet with 6 points. Dort College leads 15-13. Pass comes right side. Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther down to the corner. They kick it. Reverse. Three on the way. No good. Rebound weak side. Taken away by Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the basketball. She passes it off to Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Kim with it left side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman back over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers to Blunt. Blunt back over to Newman. Newman out front it goes. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Cruz to Blunt. Blunt trying to feed Cruz. Cruz saves it back into Vredevoet. Reversal pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball, but no reset on the shot clock. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders want a timeout. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Dort College Bookstore located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College basketball, Angbers long three, and she hit it. She drills the three. So Paige Angbers knocks down the three from long range. She got it on the wing, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. So who's the foul going to go on? Or was it on a Martin Luther player? It was. Jessica Freeb whistled for the personal foul, her first. And the defenders lead it 18-13 after the long three by Angbers, and it turns into a five-point possession. They dump it down low for Vredevoet. Vredevoet with 8 points, and the defender lead is 20-13. Catch up with my bookkeeping. You had Angbers hitting the long three, and then Vredevoet on the inbounds pass. After the foul call, hitting a two, and the defenders lead it by seven. Into the lane, shot no good by Martin Luther and Grace Schultz. Rebound controlled by Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the basketball. Radevoet passes it ahead. Here come the defenders. Dort College on the left side, Robin Blunt. Blunt comes back over to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman back over to Cruz. Cruz to Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Engbers the cutter, Newman. Newman back outside to Blunt. Blunt, 15-footer, left elbow, no good. Rebound controlled by the defender, Martin Luther Knights. Long pass into the front court. Layup is good. Through traffic, Aaron Schmeling with a two-point basket. And the defenders lead it 20-15. 9 minutes left to play in the first half. Robin Blunt gets around her player, lays it up, good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket. Dort College with a 22-15 lead. Aaron Schmeling with it. Schmeling passes right side. Gets it away to Jessica Freeb. Freeb with the ball. Jumper from the right side on the turnaround is up and good for Faith Schroeder. Schroeder with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College lead is 5-22-17. 22-17 our score. Cruz, Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz at the top of the key, picks up her dribble. She comes back out to Vredevoet. Vredevoet, Kim Cruz straight on three, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped by Blunt, but Robin's going to be called for a pushing foul on the rebound. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number six on the defenders. Dort College will send Shade Yeager and Abby Chapman into the ballgame. Cassidy Vredevoet and Paige Engbers check out. Martin Luther inbounds the basketball, and they're in trouble in the backcourt, and they want a timeout to talk things over. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 8:15 left to go in the first half. Ball's tipped, taken away by Blunt. Blunt with a steal. Blunt with a head full of steam. Right hand layup, good. Steal and bucket for Robin Blunt. She's got six, and the defenders increase their lead to 7, 24-17. Martin Luther basketball in the backcourt. They get it ahead to Schmeling. Schmeling, power move, right-handed layup, good. Schmeling with a head full of steam. She's got 7, and the defenders lead it 24-19. Chapman picks up her dribble, passes it over to Manis. Manis back to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman spin move in the lane, drops it off for for DeJager. DeJager layup, good. For those of you just joining us, Dort College without Micah Holst this evening, being held out due to a broken nose. Happened last Saturday in the Hastings game. She's unable to play tonight. Probably won't be available December 31st, but hoping by January 3 she might be able to play again. Martin Luther with the basketball. Jumper from the right wing, no good, by Sarah Willems. Willems unable to knock it down. Here comes Dort College. Right side with it is Manis. Straight on Newman. Newman back over to Blunt. They can't keep up with her. Layup with the left hand. Good. Robin Blunt with 8 points. Dort College leads 28-19. That time Blunt showed us something new with the left hand. Normally right-handed dominant. Driving with it is Schultz. Schultz with the basketball. Schultz gets it back around the horn. Dump it inside to Willems. Taken back by Grace Schultz. Schultz shot no good, but a foul on the play. It's either going to be on Blunt or Manis. It's going to go on Robin Blunt, and for Robin, that's number two. Robin Blunt, a fast start tonight. She's got 8 points. Team foul number seven called on Martin Luther, on Dort College. So two free throws on the way here for Grace Schultz. Schultz 0 for 1 from the charity stripe. She's got two on the way, makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. Dort College leads 28-20 with another free throw coming. Checking into the game, Jade St. Germain and Katie Wilson. A second free throw attempt for Grace Schultz. This one's up and good as well, so she makes them both. She is 2 for 3 tonight, and the Dort College defenders lead it 28-21. Dort College went on a 7-0 bench to go from tied 13-13 to up 20-13, and since then, it has been a 7 or 9 point lead most of the time. Chapman with the basketball on the right side. Chapman has her dribble, passes down low to DeJager. DeJager off of the glass, no good, but she puts it up. She's fouled on the play. Foul called on Martin Luther and Katie Wilson, I think. I think the one on number 34, it does. Shade Yeager to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Yeager averaging 2.6 points per game this season. 72% from the free throw line. She misses the first free throw try. She's got another one coming. Tegan Manis will check out of the ball game. She played with two personals and was able to make it through her rotation without picking up another one. Kim Cruz, I believe, back into the game. Yes, it's Kim, number four. Free throw by Yeager. She makes one of two, and the defenders lead it 29-21. 6:20 and counting, first half. Martin Luther basketball, middle of the floor. This is Schmeling. Schmeling with the basketball. Hard dribble with the left hand. Dorkelich has had difficulty keeping up with her as she's gotten free. Martin Luther basketball. This is Johnson. Haley Johnson comes back over to Sarah Hackbarth. Hackbarth gives it up to Schmeling. Schmeling launches a three. Too strong, no good. And Emily Newman, able to seal her player off the glass, takes away the defensive rebound. She heads up the floor. Passes it to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz to the free throw line. Kick out pass. Chapman, three, good. Abby Chapman with two threes in the first half. The defenders open up an 11-point lead, 32-21. Martin Luther basketball. Sarah Hackbarth with it. Hackbarth passes to Schmeling. Schmeling with the ball. Schmeling passes over to Schultz. Schultz around. Comes back to the top of the key. This is Johnson. Haley Johnson to Schmeling. Into the lane, St. Germain, and a foul on the play called on Emily Newman, I believe. Emily Newman called for the personal foul. And for Newman, the 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, that is foul number one. So another free throw situation on the way for Martin Luther. Jade St. Germain makes the first free throw. She's got another one on the way. 5:17 left to play, first half. Second free throw on the way. It's Jade St. Germain with 3 points so far. Cuts the lead down to 10. And can make it a 9-point game, and does. 4 points for St. Germain, and the Dort College defenders lead 32-23. Comes back to the top of the key, Chapman. Chapman drops it off for Bredevode. Bredevode puts it up, and the shot is blocked. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball, left side of the lane. Little throwing it in is Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz puts it on the floor. Puts it up with the right hand. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kim Cruz with 4 points. And the defenders open up a 34-23 lead. 34-23, Dort College by 11. St. Germain has just picked up her second personal foul. Free throw on the way for Cruz, right-hander, short, no good. Neither team shooting free throws well. Cassidy Bredevode tries to save it in, and coming up with it is Leah Nass. Nass with the basketball, and a foul called in the backcourt on Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for the personal. And now 1-1 opportunity for Martin Luther. 34-23, Dort College, up by 11, I should say. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throws on the way here for Martin Luther. And this is Mariah Schuff. First free throw is up and through. She's got another one on the way. This one's up and hangs on the rim and drops through. 2 points for Schuff, and the Dort College defender lead is 34-25. 4:50 left to play in this first half. Kim Cruz passes it off to Bredevode. Bredevode down to the blocker. Shot too strong, no good. Missed it long. Rebound taken away by Schuff. Schuff with the basketball. Schuff into the front court. She passes left side over to Schmeling. Schmeling with the basketball into the corner. Schmeling to the free throw line. This is Nass. Nass unable to hit the shot. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Dort College and Kim Cruz. Cruz with it right side, Angbers. Angbers thought about the three, decides against it. Passes down low to Bredevode. Bredevode stripped on the way up on the double team. Coming back the other way is Schuff. Schuff driving in, right-handed layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Bredevoet. Bredevoet back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Cruz back over to Chapman. Chapman sizes up the three and drops it in. 9 points for Chapman. And the Dort College defender lead is 37-25. A 12-point advantage for the Dort College defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this.
Yep.
Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbiman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Martin Luther basketball. They pass it into the lane. Shot is up. 2 points for Jade St. Germain. And she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul's called on Dort College and Emily Newman. Newman has just picked up her second personal foul. So Jade St. Germain, who is 2 for 3 from the free throw line, will step to the charity stripe for the three-point play opportunity. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Free throw is up and good for St. Germain. Dort College back the other way with the basketball. Down to the baseline is Cruz. Cruz to Blunt. Blunt in the lane. Her shot no good. Fight for the rebound now and a jump ball called between Vredebod and Leonas. Dort College inbounding the basketball. I beg your pardon. On the tie-up, it is Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther to throw it in. They get it into Shuff. Shuff with the basketball. Shuff with it across the timeline. She passes left side to Schmeling. Schmeling with the ball. Schmeling gets the return pass down to the baseline. Her shot no good. Too strong. Rebound, though, taken away by Schultz. Schultz down to the baseline. Round the horn they go. Martin Luther, top of the key. Shuff, shuff. Launches one, no good. Rebound taken away by Martin Luther. Shot off of the glass, no good. Another offensive rebound for Shuff. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bredevoet. Bredevoet over the basketball. Back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court. She passes right side to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Cruz. Cruz. Top of the key to Engbers. Engbers halfway between the circles. They've got room to work, and no, it's taken away. Robin Blunt, the intended receiver, and the ball is taken away by Martin Luther. Martin Luther basketball on the left side. They dump it down low. Shot is up. Good. Count the hoop and a foul. A free throw opportunity coming here for St. Germain, trying to cut the lead down to 37-31. Martin Luther on a 5-0 run, and now a 6-0 run. And they cut the lead down to 37-31. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Bounce pass goes down low to Bredevoet on the reversal from Blunt. The assist to Blunt, the bucket to Bredevoet. Bredevoet with 10 points, and the defenders lead at 39-31. Cross-court pass, Shuff. Shuff with it on the right wing. Comes back to Schmeling. Schmeling into the wing to Schultz. Schultz, bounce pass inside to Jade St. Germain. St. Germain misses the shot, and the rebound is taken away by the defenders and Cruz. Cruz splits the defense, kicks it over to Chapman. Chapman, three ball, good. Four threes for Chapman, and the defenders lead at 40-31. Chapman with 12. Steal by Bredevoet at midcourt. Here comes Bredevoet. Bredevoet driving in, and she is fouled on the play. Cassidy Bredevoet will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Bredevoet with 10 points. Chapman with 12. The rest of the defenders combining for 19 points. 41-31 our score. Dort College by 10. So the score should stand 42-31, I believe. Bredevoet to shoot the free throw. It's up off the heel, no good. And a foul called on Robin Blunt. She's called for a push, and Robin Blunt has just picked up her third personal foul with 1:36 remaining in the half. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal foul. We'll walk the other way and shoot free throws with Faith Schroeder for Martin Luther. Double bonus time for Martin Luther. The Knights trying to cut into the lead. It's 42-31. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Double bonus time. First free throw is good. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. Second free throw by Schroeder is up and good, and it's a 42-33 ball game. York College by 9. With a basketball, York College working it left side, picking up the dribble. That was Angbers, comes back over to Cruz, and now we've got a kick called on Martin Luther. Aaron Schmeling whistled for the infraction, and the York College defenders will reset the offense. York College and Abby Chapman to trigger it in. Chapman to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Chapman looking over the top. Finds Manis. Manis gets it inside. This is DeAger. DeAger's short shot is good. Shea DeAger with 5 first half points. Dort College leads 44-33. Middle of the floor they go. Martin Luther breaks the trap. They get it over to Haley Johnson on the right wing. Dort College in his own defense here. Manis comes out to match up, and Tegan Manis is whistled for her third personal foul as she gets called for a hand check on the perimeter. That's foul number 3 on Manis. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.HighwayChevrolet.com. Second free throw is up and through, so it's 44-35. The free throws converted by Haley Johnson. Martin Luther staying in the ballgame by virtue of the free throws. Paige Angbers with the basketball, her pass out front deflected. Picked up by Cruz. Cruz gets it over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet back to Cruz. Cruz looks for Chapman. Instead comes over to Angbers. Angbers might have traveled with it. Her shot no good. Rebound is tipped and controlled by Martin Luther. Martin Luther quickly up the floor with Grace Schultz. Schultz passes it. Left side over to Johnson. Johnson comes back over to Schultz. Schultz with it on the right wing. Down to the baseline. Trying to get down to the baseline is Schuff. And they throw it away. Dort College gets the basketball back. 21.4 seconds remaining. Checking into the ballgame will be Emily Newman. Newman checks in. Shea DeAger will check out. Dort College with a 9-point advantage, 44-35. Kim Cruz gets the inbounds pass. Cruz with it at the top of the key. Kim with a basketball on the right side. Tries to drop it inside for Bredevoet. It's taken away. Here comes Martin Luther. Martin Luther driving the other way, and a reach-in foul called on Paige Angbers. Paige whistled for her second personal foul with 7.7 remaining. And shooting free throws will be Grace Schultz. Grace Schultz. 7.7 seconds left to go in the half. She can cut it down to a 7-point ball game with a couple of free throws. First one is good. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Second free throw is up and through as well for Schultz, so Schultz makes them both. Schultz now with 9 first half points. Down to the baseline is Chapman. Chapman 3, no good. Rebound Newman. Newman has it tapped away, and that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 44, Martin Luther 37. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime numbers look like this. Martin Luther, 10 for 29 from the floor, 2 for 7 from the three-point line, 15 of 18 from the free-throw line. That comes out to 34.5% inside the ring, 2 for 7 from outside the parabola, and 15 of 18 comes out to 83% from the free-throw line. For the Dort College defenders, 17 of 32 from the floor, 53.1%. 5 of 9 on three-pointers, 55.6%, and 5 for 8 from the charity stripe for 62.5%. Dort College, 21 of 7, with a 21-17 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 8, Martin Luther charged with 9. Back with a rundown of the individual scoring leaders right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Individual numbers look like this. First of all, for Martin Luther, they are led in scoring by Grace Schultz with 9 points and Jade St. Germain with 10. 7 each for Erin Schmeling and Faith Schroeder. 2 each for Mariah Schuf and Haley Johnson. For the Dort College defenders, 12 points for Abby Chapman. 4 of 8 from the 3-point line. I beg your pardon, 4 for 6 from the 3-point line. 0 of 2 inside the 3-point ring. Cassidy Bredebode with 10 points, 4 of 7 from the deck. She also has a game-high 8 rebounds. 4 points for Kim Cruz, 8 for Robin Blunt, 4 for 6 from the floor, 5 for Shea DeAger, and 2 for Emily Newman for Dort College's total of 44 points. Kim Cruz has 5 rebounds and 5 assists. Emily Newman has 3 rebounds. Cassidy Bredebode has 8. For Martin Luther, they are led by Leonas with 4 rebounds, 3 for Grace Schultz, and they have 3 different players with 1 assist each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of what's coming up on KDCR from a sports standpoint right after this.
Got
Dort College defenders with a 44-37 halftime lead. Dort College Athletics on KDCR. We've got a men's game to start at about 7 o'clock tonight between Dort College and Martin Luther. And then we take a little time off from sportscasts, a rare holiday season where the defenders are not traveling. Neither team is taking a trip this Christmas or New Year's time frame. So our next action on KDCR will be Wednesday, December 31st, 3 o'clock, as the defenders host Buena Vista in non-conference women's basketball play. Saturday, January 3, Dort College resumes conference play. That'll be a women's and men's basketball doubleheader as the defenders travel to Seward, Nebraska to take on the Concordia Bulldogs. That is 2 weeks from this Saturday, 1 and 3 o'clock start time in Seward, Nebraska. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Also made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. Second half basketball on the way. Dort College and Martin Luther, women's college basketball. Right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Tell you what, we'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Engelhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Holloman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Well, I believe there is a question right now. Coach Dan Gonza wants to check a player in, or Garish, I should say. How it works is the coaches come out of the locker room. They'll usually come over and indicate the players they want starting the second half. Most times it is simply the starting five. Today, Martin Luther came out of the locker room, said they wanted the starting five. Those were checked into the ball game. And right when the buzzer sounded, they tried to send a substitute into the contest. And if I understand the rules correctly, you have to have a live ball before you can substitute a player in that situation. And as it is the starting five for both teams on the floor. They pass it down low to Newman. Newman with the basketball, puts it up and down. Emily Newman with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders lead it 46-37, a 9-point advantage for Dort College. Right side with it is Martin Luther. Martin Luther, they dump it down low to Nass. Nass shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball after Dort College stripped it away. Kim Cruz into the front court. She passes right side Chapman. Chapman with the basketball back over to Angbers. Angbers three from the wing, no good. And a push called on Kim Cruz. Cruz a little too aggressive on the offensive rebound. 46-37 our score. Dort College on defense. Martin Luther will bring it up. Knights with the basketball. This is Faith Schroeder. Schroeder gives it up to Freeb. Freeb with the ball. Freeb back over to Schultz. Schultz on the left wing. She comes back over to Leah Nass. Nass dumps it down low. Schroeder. Schroeder shot no good. And a foul on the play called on Paige Angbers. Angbers whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number three called on Paige Angbers. So Dort College in some foul trouble. Martin Luther inbounding the basketball. They get the ball inbounded to Leah Nass. Nass looking down low. They give it up to Schultz. Schultz to Freeb. Freeb driving, layup, good. Freeby with a 2-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 46. Dort College leads, I should say, 46-39. Abby Chapman, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Martin Luther. Martin Luther with the basketball. Coming up with it is Freeby. Freeby goes left side. This is Schmeling. Schmeling with the basketball. And we have a foul called away from the ball. Or did she step on the end line? It appears the ball handler stepped on the end line. Dort College will get the basketball back. Kim Cruz will take it up the floor. Kim Cruz across the timeline. They bring the trap. She picks up her dribble. Passes right side Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Cut off. Comes rack over to Newman. Newman tries to feed it down low. And Cassidy Vredevoet is fouled as she posts up. Vredevoet fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Leah Nass. Nass whistled for her second personal. Throwing the ball in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman looking. She's on the right side of the lane. She passes in over the top to Kim Cruz. Cruz gives it up. They lob it down low for Vredevoet. Vredevoet off of the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound back, but no. She is called for a foul. A push called on Cassidy Vredevoet. Vredevoet whistled for her second personal. And that's team foul number three already on the defenders in this half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Martin Luther has the ball tipped away. That's Jessica Freeby. 17:44 left to play in this ball game. Martin Luther basketball. Dort College by seven. Knights with the ball on the right side. This is Schroeder. Schroeder to Freeby. Freeby round the horn they go. Left side it goes Schmeling. Schmeling with the basketball, and now we've got a foul called on Paige Angbers. Angbers whistled for the personal, and that is indeed on Angbers. That's number four on her, and she's going to have to sit for a while. Robin Blunt will check into the game. So Blunt will check in. Angbers will check out. So you trade one player with four for a player with three fouls. Angbers with two quick ones in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half. Martin Luther basketball. Abby Chapman strips it free. Chapman stabbed at it as she ran by and takes it away. Here's Kim Cruz at the top of the key. Cruz looking, double teamed, and a reach-in foul called on Jessica Freebie. Freebie whistled for the foul out front. She's called for her second personal. Abby Chapman will inbound the basketball right by the Dort College bench. Left side pass, Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman reverses over the top, Newman. Newman lost the handle on it. It's still loose, picked up by Martin Luther. Knights have the basketball. Freebie. Freebie up the floor, right side over to Schultz. Schultz to Freebie. Freebie gives it up Schroeder. Schroeder with the basketball back over to Schultz. Schultz bounce pass down low. Reverse layup is up and good. Aaron Schmeling with a 2-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead 46-41, but their lead that was double digits has been cut in half. Newman has it tipped away from her on the trap. Dort College will inbound the basketball right in front of me. Robin Blunt will toss it in. Robin Blunt to trigger it. Blunt gets the ball inbounded to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz passes right side. Newman. Newman feeds it underneath. Vredevoet. Vredevoet jumps. Good. 12 points for Vredevoet. Dort College leads 48-41. 16:20 left to play in this ballgame. Martin Luther basketball. They pass it right side over to Schultz. Schultz to Freebie. Freebie with the ball. Freebie gives it up to St. Germain. St. Germain down low and muscling her way to the hoop is Faith Schroeder. Schroeder with 9 points. Dort College leads 48-43. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Hands it off to Chapman. Chapman right side. Blunt. Blunt in traffic with a left hand from the right side. Good. Robin Blunt with 10 points. Defenders lead 50-43. Martin Luther basketball. They look down low for St. Germain. St. Germain with the ball back over to Freebie. Freebie gives it up. Schmeling. Schmeling. Kick out pass St. Germain. St. Germain back over to Schultz. Schultz on the right wing. Schultz using her dribble. Drives in. Right-handed layup. No good, but a foul on the play. That goes on Vredevoet. That's number 3 on her. So Dort College is going to have to deal with some foul issues from here on out. Foul number 3 on Vredevoet. So you've got Manis, Vredevoet, and Blunt with 3 each. Angbers already has 4. Free throws on the way for Martin Luther. Free throw is up and good for Grace Schultz. Schultz with another one on the way. She's got 10 points. Dort College leads 50-44. Another free throw on the way. 15:25 left to play in this contest. Dort College by 7. That one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Martin Luther. Coming away with it was Schroeder. Dort College leading 50-44. Martin Luther maintains possession of it, though, with an offensive rebound on a free throw. They look down low. Pass through the lane is deflected out. Last touched by Robin Blunt. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther to throw the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball's inbounded. They get it to Schuff. Schuff with the basketball. They feed it down low and picking it up on the baseline. Unable to maintain possession of it was Faith Schroeder. And Schroeder is charged with the turnover. It'll be Dort College basketball leading by 6 and an opportunity to build on the lead. Kim Cruz across half court. And a reach-in foul called on Martin Luther. Mariah Schuff whistled for the personal foul. It's team foul number 3 on Martin Luther. Checking into the ballgame will be Sarah Willems. Robin Blunt to throw the ball in. She gets it into the corner. Chapman. Chapman fires a 3. It's off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound controlled by Martin Luther. Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther has it. This is Schmeling. Schmeling left wing. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Kim Cruz. And Cruz is fouled on the play by Schmeling. Schmeling whistled for the personal foul. It's team foul number 4 on the Knights. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz passes over to Robin Blunt. Blunt on the weak side. Back out front, Shady Yeager. Now Chapman. Chapman, Blunt. Blunt double teamed. Robin Blunt with the basketball. Comes back right side. Over to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz into the trap, into lane. Nothing there. Comes back right side. Chapman. Chapman shot no good. Rebound taken down by Yeager. Shady Yeager with the basketball. Comes back around the horn. Right side. Chapman. Chapman thought about the three. Goes short corner, Yeager, and Yeager travels with it. Travel violation on the defenders. North College turns it over, leading by six, 50-44. North College up by six. Schmeling, her pass deflected, taken away by North College and Chapman. Chapman with the right hand, layup good. Abby Chapman with 14 points, and the defenders lead by eight, 52-44. Martin Luther basketball, they work it into their offense. With the right side is Johnson. Johnson, left side to Schmeling. Schmeling with it at the free throw line. Schmeling picks up her dribble. She goes back over to Schultz. Schultz puts it on the floor with the left hand. Her shot not good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim ahead to Robin Blunt. Blunt in traffic. Layup good. Robin Blunt with a two-point bucket. She's got 12, and the defenders lead by 10, 54-44. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Martin Luther Knights. Back with more in a moment.
Campus.
Timeout charged to Martin Luther. That's their second used timeout of the game. They have four remaining. Martin Luther basketball with the Knights down 10, 54-44. Man-for-man defense applied by the defenders. Step into it, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman able to wrestle the ball away as she had one arm held behind her back, it appeared. They go high post, Vredevoet. Vredevoet in traffic, nothing there. Double team, kicks it back over to Newman. Newman left side to Manis. Manis into the corner, Chapman. Chapman runs into a brick wall, and she's going to be called for traveling. She was cut off on the baseline, got stood straight up, and gets whistled for the travel. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter member FDIC. Martin Luther basketball on the left side is Mariah Schuff. Schuff dumps it down low, and the lay-in is good. Two-point basket for Haley Johnson from the left side of the hoop, and the defender lead is back to 8, 54-46. Pass right side, over to Chapman. Chapman flies it through. She's got 16, and the defenders regain a 10-point lead, 56-46, as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Knight basketball, Schmeling. Schmeling goes left wing. This is Schuff. Schuff, layup good. Schuff with a two-point bucket. She's got four. And the defenders lead 56-48. Martin Luther able to keep this relatively close. Tegan Manis, left side Blunt. Blunt short corner. Robin Blunt comes back right side Chapman. Chapman's had the hot hand. Four three-pointers in the first half. Two twos here in the second half. She gets an open look, launches it, lets it fly in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Martin Luther. Willems came away with the basketball. She gives it up to Johnson. Johnson into the front court. Schuff, three, left it short, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Vredevoet. Vredevoet in double digits for rebounds. She passes it off to Newman. Newman into the corner. Blunt. Blunt back over to Newman. Emily Newman with the basketball back to Robin Blunt. Blunt not a threat to shoot from there. Double team gets it away to Newman. Newman with it. High post. Vredevoet. Vredevoet trying to find Blunt on the cut on the short corner. And the ball is tipped out of bounds on that pass attempt. It will be Dort College basketball. Paige Ingbers checks back into the game. We'll see how long Paige can go without picking up her fifth personal. She picked up two quick ones early in the second half. Throwing the ball in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman to Newman. Newman in traffic, off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called. A push called on Leah Nass from behind. She's going to be whistled for her third personal. I beg your pardon, that's number four on Nass. New player checking in is Faith Schroeder. Nass will check out. North College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Newman. Newman double-teamed. Her jumper in the lane, straight on, and she banks it in. Newman with 6 points. Defenders regain a 10-point lead, 58-48. Martin Luther with the basketball. Jessica Freebie. Freebie with it on the right wing. Freebie back out front to Shuff. Shuff. They go into the corner. Nothing there. Back right side, Freebie. Freebie. Left wing to Schmeling. Schmeling, dump it down low. Shot is blocked partially by Vredevo. Martin Luther comes away with the rebound, and now a foul called. Foul's going to go on Martin Luther and Haley Johnson. Johnson whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number six on the Knights, and the defenders lead it by 10 with 10:30 remaining. Into the corner, Chapman. She'll let another one go, and she hits that one. Five threes for Abby Chapman, and the defenders have a baker's dozen lead, 61-48. 10:15 and counting. Chapman now with 19 points. That's a game-high 19 points for the defender sharpshooter. Pass comes left side. Back out front is Schmeling setting the offense. 10 minutes remaining in the game. Dort College trying to pick up their seventh win of the season, get back to within a game of 500. Foul called on Dort College out front, Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for her third personal. Team foul number six on the defenders, so both teams will be sending the opponent to the free throw line for the bonus on the next foul. Mariah Schuff with the basketball, stripped by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz takes it away as she took a swipe at it on the dribble by Newman with the basketball, right side Chapman. Chapman on the wing, comes back over to Newman. Newman tries to pass it off, and stepping on the sideline out of bounds, trying to save it in, was the Martin Luther player, Aaron Schmeling. And inbounding the basketball now for Dort College will be Abby Chapman. Chapman gets it in to Cruz. Cruz, the sophomore. Around the horn they go. Angbers. Angbers puts up a three. Too strong. No good. Rebound tipped by Cruz. Out of bounds. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther with the basketball. They'll throw it in. This is Aaron Schmeling. Schmeling gets it across the timeline. Dort College leading by 13, trying to blow the game open, but unable to do so far. They turn, and right into Cassidy Vredevoet. Vredevoet's there to tie her up, and the defenders get the basketball back on the tie-up. 9:15 left to go in the contest. Robin Blunt will throw the ball in after checking into the contest for Paige Angbers. Angbers checks out. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be DeAger, Chapman, Newman, Cruz, and Blunt. ...61-48 score. Dort College by 13. And now they say it should be Martin Luther basketball on the tie-up. So Martin Luther maintains possession of the basketball. You've got the shot clock at 18. As they got the ball inbounded, Schuff with it out front. Schuff passes it off to Jessica Freebie. Freebie on the right wing. Freebie looking for somewhere to pass to. She gives it off to Schuff. Schuff shot, no good. Rebound Blunt, no. Now down on the floor, Kim Cruz tying her up, and a jump ball gives Dort College the basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back. On the tie-up this time, forced by Kim Cruz on the rebound. And Kim Cruz will walk it up for the defenders. Cruz goes high post, intended for Shea DeAger. Ball is kicked. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. Kim Cruz will let Robin Blunt inbound. She gets it in to Newman. Cruz is over on the right side nearest me. She gets the ball at the top of the key in between the circles. Passes it out front for Chapman. Chapman, she with five threes, throws it away. It's taken back by Martin Luther and Freebie. Freebie driving in with the left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman ahead to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman on the right side. She'll pick up the dribble. Gets it back to DeAger. DeAger's shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Shea DeAger will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Dort College gets one of two free throws by DeAger. DeAger now 2 for 4 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points. Martin Luther basketball. This is Freebie with it. Freebie out front to Schmeling. Schmeling with the ball. Schmeling back to Freebie. Puts it on the floor. Angbers reached in, swiped it away. Angbers came down pretty hard. Beg your pardon. Well, it was Angbers. Angbers ended up getting hit pretty hard and looked like that knee might have buckled, but she's back up and all right, it appears. So foul on the play called on Dort College and Shay DeAger, her second. Jessica Freebie will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Dort College leading by 14, 62-48. First free throw is up and good. Freebie with 3 points. She's got another one coming. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Free throw is up, in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, and coming away with it, Martin Luther player, now a foul called on the defenders underneath the basket. And the foul is going to go on Dort College. Not sure who the foul was called on. Foul's called on Dort College and Shay DeAger. DeAger whistled for her third personal. So DeAger commits the personal foul. Faith Schroeder will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 62-49, Dort College up 13 and now 12. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They remember FDIC. Dort College by a dozen. 8 minutes left to go in the ball game. Second free throw on the way for Schroeder. Is up and good. So Schroeder makes them both. She's got 11 points, 4 in the second half. And the defender lead is 62-50. Right side. They go to DeAger. DeAger with the basketball. Splits the defense. Throws it up with the left hand. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Puts it up. No good. But she's fouled on the play. So Shay DeAger will go to the free throw line. And the foul this time called on Schroeder, her third. And free throws on the way for Shay DeAger. DeAger shooting two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is off the mark, no good. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Second free throw is up and through for DeAger, so DeAger makes one of two. She's 3 for 6 for the ballgame. She has 7 points. 63-58, Baker's dozen lead. Beg your pardon, a dozen-point lead, as forgot to mark down the one made free throw by Martin Luther earlier this on that sequence. Martin Luther basketball out front. They dump it down low for St. Germain's. St. Germain reverse layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Blunt. Blunt gets it ahead to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim picks up her dribble. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. They bring the double team. They try to trap her. Comes over to Newman. Newman over to Blunt. Blunt gathers herself. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws in what is turning into a free throw shooting contest between these two teams. Dort College will be in the double bonus after this sequence. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Leon Ass fouls out of the ballgame, scoreless, 7:15 left to go in the ballgame. She came into the contest averaging 9 points per game. One of those nights where she was in foul trouble almost from the outset. And she falls out with a good portion of the game remaining. Second free throw is in and out, no good. So Robin Blunt misses on two free throw attempts. She's a 48% free throw shooter coming into the game. She's now 21 for 46 this year, 0 for 2 tonight. Dort College, if this one ends up tight down the stretch, they're going to look back at some of these missed free throws where they had an opportunity to put the game away. Robin Blunt called for a kick at the free throw line. They'll reset the shot clock to 15, I believe. And it'll be Dort College playing defense. Martin Luther to throw it in. They get the ball inbounded to Sarah Willems. Willems out front, gives it up to Schmeling. Schmeling with a two-point bucket. She's got 11. And Martin Luther refuses to go away. They trail by 10. 6:40 left to go in the game. Cruz with the basketball. They brought the double team. They've got a player open in the corner. They don't see her quickly enough. That's Chapman. Chapman now gets it. She puts a three up. Missed it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Willems. Willems with the basketball. Willems gives it up to Schmeling. Schmeling. Back out front. Willems. It's swiped away. A steal by Blunt. Here comes Dort College. Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Splits the defense. Lays it up with a right hand. Good. Kim Cruz with 6 points, and the defender lead is 65-53. And there's a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 65-53, our score. Martin Luther down 12 with the basketball. Inbounding is Emily Muir. Muir in the ballgame, I believe, for the first time tonight. Don't remember calling her name earlier this evening. Martin Luther with the basketball. Down to the baseline is Grace Schultz. Reverses it right side. They dump it down low, and we've got a foul called on Cassidy Bredevoet. Bredevoet whistled for her fourth personal. Unable to keep Jade St. Germain out of the lane. And that is foul number four on Bredevoet. St. Germain now has 12 points. And 13 as she makes that free throw. And again, Dort College unable to put Martin Luther away. 65-56, our score, still plenty of time. Cruz passes it off to Chapman. Chapman throws it over the top for Blunt. Blunt lost it on the baseline. They say that the ball was dribbled out of bounds by Robin Blunt. And it'll be Martin Luther basketball. Well, nobody voiced any displeasure over that one, but that was a head-scratcher to me where that call came from. Chapman drives in, floats it up, shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Jade St. Germain, and Abby Chapman is whistled for a foul in the backcourt. And for Abby, that's number two, but more importantly for Martin Luther, they have an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. This is where you want to be savvy enough to get back on defense. Free throws on the way for St. Germain. This one's up and off the heel, no good. He's got another one on the way. So St. Germain up to this point, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Misses that one for 5 for 7. She's got another one coming. And this one's up and down. So St. Germain makes 1 of 2. She's got 14 points. And the defenders lead by 8, 65-57. Dort College needs a bucket. Martin Luther's trap has given Dort College a little bit of trouble. Now a kick called on Martin Luther as Kim Cruz tries to thread the needle from the left wing down to the baseline for Robin Blunt. The baseline has been open for Dort College if they can find the player quickly enough. Kim Cruz to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kim gets it in to Shea DeAger. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Pass goes left side Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman, left side DeAger. DeAger ball fake, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Schmeling. And now a foul called in the backcourt on Shea DeAger. Shea DeAger whistled for her fourth personal. 65-57 our score. Foul number four called on the defenders and Shea DeAger. Dort College with a heap of foul trouble to work through, and you don't have the bodies tonight. It's a pretty short bench for the defenders this evening, just 10 players total in uniform. And for the defenders, the shot is missed, but a foul called on the rebound. And this one's going to go the other way. Foul called on Martin Luther and Jade St. Germain. She is whistled for her third personal. Shea DeAger will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 5:02 left to go in this game. Dort College leading by 8, 65-57. DeAger's first free throw in and out, no good. A second free throw on the way for DeAger. And I want to check the free throw situation for Dort College. 7 of 14 from the free throw line. Now 8 of 16. If everything is up to date, DeAger, 4 for 8 tonight. She's got 8 points. Dort College in front by 9, 66-57. Driving in, right side, shot no good. Rebound Schuff, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Martin Luther. Martin Luther with the basketball. Aaron Schmeling dumps it off inside, ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Martin Luther and Schuff. Ball's down on the floor, picked away by Cruz. Here comes Dort College. Cruz ahead to Blunt. Blunt sprinting to the hoop, lays it up with the right hand, good. Robin Blunt with 14 points, and the defenders lead it 68-57. 4:29 left to play in this game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
This year.
An 11-point advantage for the defenders with 4:29 remaining. Credit Robin Blunt with finishing at the rim to give Dort College their current 11-point lead moments ago on that lay-in. You hear, if you're listening closely, I would guess you can hear the Dort College coaching staff in the background on a couple of different sequences, imploring their defense to just play solid defense, not gamble, and don't pick up fouls. Schmeling, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, it's down on the floor, picked away by Newman. Emily Newman over the basketball. Newman to Kim Cruz. Cruz back over to Newman. Newman over the ball. Emily Newman picks up her dribble, has DeAger open cross-court pass. DeAger with the basketball. She hot potatoes it back over to Cruz. Cruz to DeAger. DeAger Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. 15 to shoot. She'll put up the 12-footer. Left side, good. Abby Chapman with 21 points, and the defenders lead 70-57. Martin Luther has been in several relatively close games through the course of this year, despite their 1-8 record. I believe 4 or 5 of their games have been decided by 10 points or less. Jumper on the turnaround is good from the right block by Mariah Schuff. She's got 6 points, and the defender lead is 70-59. So again, Martin Luther with an answer as Dort College tries to pull away. Ball's down on the floor. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz to throw the ball in front of the scorer's table. And they get the ball inbounded to Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman all the way down to the block. Nothing on the baseline. Here's Newman. Newman splits the defense. Steps through. Comes back over to Robin Blunt. Nice pass to Vareta Vogt. Unable to finish in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Martin Luther. Coming back the other way, the Knights. Knights with the basketball. A chance to cut the 11-point lead down to 9 or 8. Scoop shot no good by Erin Schmeling, but she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Everything but the finish, one of those situations where everything worked out. You got the play you wanted. Blunt found Vreda Vode for what looked like a relatively easy basket. Vreda Vode went up strong, but was just too strong off of the glass. Martin Luther answering with a drive by Schmeling, and Schmeling is fouled on the play. She makes the first of two free throw attempts. And she drops that one through. And it's still a 9-point ball game. Martin Luther hanging around. Right side pass over to Blunt. Robin Blunt in the corner. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman catches it. Nothing there. Back over to Newman. Newman on the wing. Emily Newman looking for someone to pass to. Finds Blunt. Blunt underneath with a left hand. Good. Robin Blunt with a 2-point bucket. She's got 16. And the Dort College lead is 72-61. Ball's down on the floor. Robin Blunt jarred it free. It's out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. So the two teams exchanging two-point possessions. Shuffle the basketball. Shuffled it on the right elbow. Pass through the lane is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be North College basketball. Both teams have three timeouts remaining. Both teams are in the double bonus. North College 72 with the basketball. Martin Luther on defense with 61. Kim Cruz, Newman, Chapman, Vredebode, and Blunt with on offense, and it's taken away by Schuff. Schuff drops it off. Layup is good. Two-point basket by Faith Schroeder. She's got 13, and the defenders lead 72-63. Kim Cruz off the heel. Too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out. It's still loose and picked off by Martin Luther. Steal by Blunt. Blunt with the basketball, and Dort College wants a timeout. Coach Craig Steensma wants to take a timeout to settle the troops down. Not a bad timeout when you've got three left and under 2 minutes to go. Back with more right after this. Well, that one ends up being a 30-second timeout, so we break out of our break. Dort College with the basketball. Newman, 25 to shoot. Into the corner, Chapman. Open look at a three. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Martin Luther. A chance to cut into the nine-point lead. Schmeling with the basketball. Out of control. Chapman gives her a little space. Doesn't pick up the foul. With a pass right side over to Schuff. Schuff with the basketball. Schuff on the right side. Guarded by Blunt. And we've got a foul called on Robin. Robin picks up her fourth personal. She is the fourth player to have fourth fouls for the defenders. They are Bredevoet, Blunt, Engbers, and DeJager. Engbers will check into the ballgame for the defenders. So you try to get some offense for defense. Engbers checks in. Blunt checks out. And you get one more shooter on the floor, perimeter shooter. Blunt's had success in the paint, but now up by eight. Dort College wants a little more ball handling stability and maybe a free throw shooter on the floor. 72-65, they made both free throws, and a foul on the play called on Martin Luther. So moments ago, those free throws by the Knights. Schuff made both free throws. And by my count, she now has 8 points. We'll see if the scoreboard's in agreement with me, and it appears we are. So now you send Robin Blunt back into the ballgame. This is where you're going with your situational substitutions. You want Blunt on the floor for defense. Second free throw, no good by Newman. Tap out by Vredevoet, controlled by Martin Luther. Dort College leads 73-65. Well, the three-pointer could make it pretty interesting. Right side with the basketball is Jessica Freebie. Freebie gives it out. Three on the way. Good. Grace Schultz buries the three. She's got 13. And the defender lead is 73-68. With the basketball is Newman. Newman across the timeline. Emily Newman with it deep in the right corner. Cross-court pass. Dangerous pass. Defenders hang on to it. Pass comes back over to Cruz. Cruz on the elbow. Cruz with the basketball. 10 to shoot. Back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, back to Newman. Newman with it out front. Newman drives in, and she is fouled on the play. And if you're Martin Luther, that is not a bad foul. Newman, though, 2 for 2 from the free throw line this evening. She's got an opportunity to make this a three-possession ball game. Stands at 73-68 right now. First free throw on the way by Newman is up and through. Emily Newman with 7 points. And the defenders lead 74-68, pending another free throw. This one's up. No good. 74-68, it's a two-possession ball game. A pair of threes tie it. Martin Luther basketball, Schuff. Schuff, top of the key. She lets fly with a three. It's too strong, no good. Rebound Vredevoet, and Vredevoet is fouled on the play. Cassidy Vredevoet is fouled on the play. Jessica Freebie whistled for her third. Vredevoet will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair with her team up by six. Martin Luther wants a timeout before we shoot free throws. Let's take a break ourselves and be back with free throws by Cassidy Vredevoet right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 74-68 our score. Dort College leading by six. Cassidy Vredevoad, a 83% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line. My stat sheet is telling me that she is 2-for-4 today. I want to double check that against our live stats if I can navigate there quickly enough. Two for three. Vredevoad is 2-for-3. That was the front end of a 1-and-1 that she missed earlier this evening. So she's shooting two. Double bonus time for the defenders. First free throw is up, and that'll roll in. 13 for Vredevoad. She's got double digits in both points and rebounds. She's got her double-double. She's got 10 rebounds as well. Vredevoad makes both free throws, and that might do it. 76-68, Dort College by 8. Martin Luther looking for a quick shot. Newman tipped it. Schuff comes away with it. Her shot is too strong, no good. 20 seconds remaining. Shot on the perimeter, no good. Shot in the lane by Schuff is good. Schuff with 8. She gets that on the putback. And the Dort College defenders lead 76-70. And Martin Luther uses the timeout. They've got one remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College still by 2 possessions. And they'll have it the length of the floor in front of them. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM, Dort College by 6, Newman inbounds. They get it into Chapman. Chapman in the backcourt might have traveled with it. Gets it away to Angbers. Angbers back over to Chapman. Dort College in danger of a 10-second call. They get it across the timeline to Cruz. And Cruz is hit on the play. She will pick herself up off of the floor and shoot free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Kim Cruz shooting free throws. Cruz's free throw is up and good. Cruz with 7 points, and the defenders lead 77-70, and that should do it. 7.1 seconds remaining. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Martin Luther. Knight basketball. Pass it right side. Let fly with a three. No good, and that's the end of the ballgame. Dort College comes away with a 77-70 win, and the Dort College defenders improve to 7-8, heading to the Christmas break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Dort College victorious in women's college basketball. The post game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College defenders victorious tonight in women's college basketball, 77-70, a non-conference win over the Martin Luther Knights. And Coach Craig Steensma has made his way out of the locker room quickly tonight. And we'll take a look at the numbers as we talk things over with the coach. A couple of key statistics. Dort College out-rebounded tonight, 41-36. That has not happened very often, but Dort College counteracts that with a pretty good shooting night, making 49% of their shots. Martin Luther forced 14 turnovers while giving it up 19, so Dort College makes up for the rebounding disparity by taking care of the basketball a little better than Martin Luther this evening. Coach, a scrappy win for your team. You were in control most of the way. It felt like you were always going to probably win the ball game, but Martin Luther refused to go away, so a good win for your team.
It was. You know, it's really good when you're tested and pushed like that. You know, and Martin Luther definitely did that tonight. You know, you don't secure a defensive rebound. You miss a layup that would have put the game away. You miss free throw. You know, the little things that could have ended it a lot earlier, we did not do. So hopefully we can learn from that. You know, I think we had a couple times where we didn't get defensive boards on free throws. You know, and we did get out rebounded, like you said. You know, probably a little bit of that is we maybe rely on Micah a little bit too much because she's just such a dominant rebounder on the defensive side that, you know, sometimes they block out and then take off because, you know, Micah's going to go grab it. But they can't, we, you know, we can't afford to do that without her. I thought Cassidy Vredevoet stepped up and played very well tonight in a starting role.
Vredevoet ends up with a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Abby Chapman made 4 of 6 three-pointers in the first half. That did loosen things up just a little bit in the first half.
Yeah, we were able to execute pretty well. You know, I was pretty happy with some of the things. And then, you know, they kind of sprung a 1-3-1 half-court trap. And I thought Kim Cruz in particular and Emily Newman handled that well and passed out of there really well. And, you know, we finally got to a point where we just had Abby flash to the middle, catch and face, and then had cutters from the corners. And, you know, that worked pretty well for us to get to the line. We got free throws out of that a couple times. And I thought, you know, Emily had several key plays where she got the ball reversed. Kim had several good plays for us where she got the ball reversed. And, you know, for me as a coach to have 16 assists and 14 turnovers is very gratifying because that's a lot of what we've been working on, ball security, moving the ball, ball toughness things. So to see those things kind of come to fruition a little bit tonight and to get a win is nice.
One other thing that I noted was you had to work around some foul trouble this evening. People had to adjust, and in the second half, when your team got in some foul trouble, they adjusted and played pretty, I thought, better defense down the stretch, not gambling in better position defense.
Yeah, we talked about we had to stay sitting in the gaps, and, you know, Robin came in and gave us some really good minutes on the defensive end and attacked the basket really well. I think she ended up with, you know, 16 points, and if we don't have a good game from Robin, we probably don't win. And so it's good to have, you know, Paige struggled shooting a little bit. We go to Robin, and Robin came through.
What do you do now? 13 days until you play again. I believe it's December 31. You play Buena Vista non-conference play. A really quick post-game talk, so I'd imagine you just sent the women on their way, and you worry about things later.
Yeah, we had a little meeting this afternoon where we could talk through the break, and when we're taking care of their bodies, you know, and working out, and when we're going to get, you know, get back and start practicing again. You know, they're ready after exams. You know, they're ready to have a little break, and it'll be nice for that.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Have a good little gap here before you start practice again. Recharge and get ready for the second semester.
Thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate all your work.
That's Coach Craig Steensman talking about tonight's contest, a 77-70 win for the North College Defender women. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the official numbers right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. And let's just keep it right here. I'll tell you what, looks like I can take that break, so let's do that. And we'll be back with more right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. Take a look at those numbers. Dort College, 29 of 59 from the floor, 49.2%, 6 for 18 on threes, 33.3%, 13 of 24 on free throws, 54.2%. For Martin Luther, 21 of 58 from the floor, 36.2%, 3 of 16 on threes, 18.8%, 25 of 33 from the free throw line, 75.8%. Martin Luther out-rebounded Dort College, 41-36. Turnovers, Martin Luther 19, Dort College 14. Abby Chapman led Dort College with 21 points tonight, 5 of 13 from the three-point line, 8 of 19 for the ball game. 16 for Robin Blunt. She was 8 of 10 from the floor. Cassidy Vredevoet had 14 points. She was 5 for 10 from the floor. 8 points for Emily Newman, 7 for Kim Cruz. 3 by Paige Ingbers, and 8 for Shady Yeager. Cassidy Vredevoet led Dort College with 10 rebounds. Kim Cruz had 9. 6 for Emily Newman. No one else with more than 3. Kim Cruz had a team-high 8 assists. Emily Newman had 4. Cruz also had 3 steals in 34 minutes of play. For Martin Luther, 14 points for Jade St. Germain. She was 4 of 7 from the floor, 6 for 8 on free throws. 13 points each for Erin Schmeling, Grace Schultz, and Faith Schroeder. 10 points for Mariah Schuff. Eight rebounds each for Schmeling, Schultz, and Schroeder. 4 for Schuff. 3 assists for Mariah Schuff as well as she came off of the bench. 3 steals for Grace Schultz. Martin Luther slips to 1-9. York College improves to 7-8. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back with the men's contest. We'll set the table for the men's contest. That's your Wireless World postgame wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this.